The City of Barrie maintains that Metrolinx, which operates the GO train line along the waterfront, is to blame for a fuel leak that contaminated a section of Kempenfelt Bay last month. The Crown Agency, which operates the Allendale Waterfront GO station and layover yard at the end of the Barrie line, initially denied it had any involvement related to the mid-August diesel spill on the south shore of Kempenfelt Bay after the city said the leak occurred during the refueling of its trains. On Friday, city officials told Barrie Today that more than 3,500 litres of diesel seeped into Lake Simcoe and that it did indeed come from the Allendale Rail layover yard, located at 280 Lakeshore Drive, not far from where the fuel was first detected in the water. City of Barrie spokesperson Scott LaMancha told Barrie Today on September 2 that, following the investigation, Metrolinx provided the city with a report on August 19 that confirmed its involvement in the 3,528-liter diesel spill. The spill is believed to have occurred at approximately 8 p.m. on August 11, LaMancha said. The city will be invoicing Metrolinx for the full cost of the cleanup. While a final cleanup cost is unknown, it has previously been estimated at around $50,000. Barrie Today emailed Metrolinx on Thursday for an update and was told by a spokesperson that no new information was available and that the Ministry of the Environment investigation report may not have been issued. The spokesperson told a Barrie Today reporter to contact the city for a possible update. On Friday, upon hearing from the city that Metrolinx had admitted it was at fault for the spill, Barrie Today again contacted the Crown Agency and was told that, given the timing of your request for comment, we won't be able to meet your deadline. On Saturday, August 13, Barrie Today was contacted by a local resident who was walking near the South Shore Duck Pond and said there was a very strong diesel smell, as well as trucks from an environmental company and municipal workers cleaning up along the shoreline. City officials said on August 14 that the spill had come from the train station area, but the following day, August 15, Metrolinx denied the spill came from its facility, saying, the weekend's initial investigation suggests there are no indications the diesel came from any GO transit stations or equipment. At that time, a Metrolinx spokesperson said the Allendale Waterfront GO station was equipped with special equipment to prevent, monitor and detect fuel spills. That equipment was inspected, tested and is working as intended. On August 18, LaMancha said, based on city staff's initial investigation and in discussions with Metrolinx staff on site, August 13, it was determined the diesel spill came from the Allendale GO refueling station. Staff remain confident in this assessment.